I might as well answer that one first. We had our dukes put up the whole time on that, and we wrestled and wrestled with how we were going to do that and what we were going to say, and because we were just sort of beginning with the vibrato thing, and because this is part of this ongoing study, and we couldn't figure out a way that we wanted to do that, and so finally we just said best worst. And what we said to the singing teachers was, think of everything that goes into vibrato. Think of the whole picture, the amplitude, the frequency, the frequency changes, the rate of vibrato. Think of everything that goes into it. Do not think of repertoire. We're not thinking about repertoire right now. We're not thinking about stylistic differences. And one of the things that the teachers all agreed on was that if a healthy voice is standing naked at a microphone and singing an ah scale, that a healthy voice ought to have some vibrato, that the vibrato would not be suppressed. You know, you don't have vibrato in legitimate jazz singing, but then in a plain old vocalese, there probably would be some natural vibrato. So they all kind of agreed on that. And then we said, just you think of your picture of best and worst, what you like best, and put it down. You want to add something to that? Not yet. We will. That we can do that. But. Right. So we agree with you, and we argued, and the teachers would go, I'm really having a hard time rating this one. Play it again. You know, they were unhappy. To answer your first part of the question, the strain thing, we agree with that, and that's certainly why we don't rate asthenia, because we really need to see the person. The strain is harder, and strain is harder for everybody to rate. It was very interesting, though, because we were talking about what constitutes strain, and it was a wonderful experience for those 8 singing teachers to talk about these things. And one of them was being visited by my co-author Catherine a couple weeks later, and she said, this has made such a difference in my studio, because now I'm really listening for those characteristics and seeing if I can tell what's going on at the larynx apart from what's going on in other parts. And you have to understand, part of what has motivated the study for me is that in the clinic, I see so many singers coming to me and saying, you know, I'm having these vocal problems, and my teacher and I have been working on this for a year, and we're trying to get my placement right, and we're just trying to get those vowels. And I go, you can't get a clear tone if you've got wampum lesions on your vocal fold. As soon as I do a laryngeal exam, I go, this is your problem, and all the placements in the world is not going to do something. And maybe if somebody was listening more carefully for those aspects, they might have saved the student a lot of trouble. So even just that, to be thinking about those issues, maybe have some value. But, you know, part of the thing is to say, okay, what do you think? Does it have any value? And come to this wonderful esteemed audience and say, what do you think? Does it have any value? And the person who would have the answer would be Ron Shearer as he approaches the mic.